Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The illness that kept New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady out of practice on Friday appeared to not affect him yesterday as the Pats beat the Jets on the road 27-13. Brady threw for 283 yards and two touchdowns, but after the win, he praised the ground game and running back James White.
Anytime you can run the ball like we did, and I think the line did a great job blocking, James ran it great, it just helps a lot of things. So, you know, we weren't great in the red area today, but made enough plays, and I think we're happy we won. Certainly a few things we could do better.
Kind of feels like you hear the Pats say that after every game. A few things we could do better. It's the Pats' eighth win of the season and puts them back in contention for the first round bye in the playoffs. With us now to talk about the game is ESPN.com's Mike Reese. He joins us after almost every game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So after their loss 2 weeks ago to the Tennessee Titans, there were a lot of concerns about the Patriots' offense, questions about whether the aging Tom Brady was declining. How far does this victory go when addressing all that?
Well, it gets them going back in the right direction. It certainly wasn't the cure-all. It wasn't a decisive performance, and coming off their bye weekend where they didn't have a game last weekend, many thought they might storm out of the gates and really blow out a Jets team that isn't very good, but it ended up being a much tougher game for them.
It wasn't a very good first half of the Pats, and they had a lot of penalties.
They had a lot of penalties. The refereeing crew in this game throws the most penalty flags of any crew in the league, and that was part of it, but they could also tighten up their play, and you mentioned it was 10-10 at halftime, so they really needed a strong second half push to pull away in the game.
No health concerns for the Pats yesterday. Tight end Rob Gronkowski was back. The previously injured running back Sony Michel looked to be back at full strength. How much difference did that make?
Well, it made a huge difference, and that was a point that Tom Brady made after the game, that this is really the first time that they've had those pieces all together as one, and Sony Michel was the star of the game, the rookie running back with 133 yards rushing on 21 carries and a touchdown. And, you know, that's the first time that a running back has had that many yards for the Patriots since 2014.
Certainly on the defense, it certainly seemed like the Pats had a way better second half than a first half yesterday.
They did, and their plan was to take away the Jets' running game, and that's the strength of the Jets, and they did a good job at that. The Jets ended up with only 15 total rushes in the game, so in that sense, it was good for the Patriots' defense. And they had a turnover as well in the first half, an interception, but they still gave the Jets too many yards than they wanted to give them, and they have more things to tighten up going forward.
All right, Tom Brady, another NFL record for Brady. He now has the most total passing yards of any player. This is also his 16th season of throwing for at least 3,000 yards. Only Peyton Manning and Brett Favre have done that previously. Do Patriots fans take Brady's accomplishments for granted, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess every week there's a new one, so maybe it can be like, oh, ho-hum, another record for Tom Brady. I thought it was interesting hearing what Tom said after the game when he said, the only record that matters to me is the wins, and he just really appreciates being part of the wins. It seemed like he was really hurting, even though he made it look easy with the knee injury and the illness. It still didn't seem like he sounded like himself after the game.
Looking ahead, what kind of contest should we expect when the Pats host the Minnesota Vikings next weekend?
A very challenging one, especially from the Vikings' defense. They played last night against the Green Bay Packers, a very good team with a good quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, and they won that game. So this contest should be much tougher for the Patriots than this one against the Jets.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week after that game.
Look forward to it. Thank
Mike you. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you.